The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Men should know that women need affection. It's a primary need for women. All men want respect. Ladies, men need admiration. They need to feel appreciated, and they need to feel that their women are proud of them. Fulfillment of one another's sexual needs. This is not something to be taken lightly. Spouses who insist on rejecting their partner's advances cannot be surprised to then witness their relationship disintegrate. Another big need for women is the need for intimate conversation. They say that men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears. And there's truth to that. There's a reason women love poetry, and there's a reason women love deep and intimate conversations, and why they like to get on the phone with their friends and talk to them for a long time. Whereas husbands are just fine, you know, hearing the basic details of what's going on, the basic points, and not going into too many details. So that's something for men to keep in mind, that women need intimate conversation and they need undivided attention when you are talking to them. Among the most important duties of husbands and wives in the Islamic context is the fulfillment of one another's sexual needs. This is not something to be taken lightly. Spouses who insist on rejecting their partner's advances cannot be surprised to then witness their relationship disintegrate. There are situations when a husband is forbidden to approach his wife for intercourse during her menstrual cycle, during her postpartum bleeding, and during the fasts in Ramadan. But outside of these cases, it is imperative for both spouses to do their utmost to make sure that they are partners in every way, not least of which, physically. Okay, the next section. Your grandmothers were right. All men want respect. Ladies, men need admiration. They need to feel appreciated, and they need to feel that their women are proud of them. The wife may be the one to instigate most of the major changes in life. She might be the one who brings home the thicker paycheck. In some cases, she may even be older. However, the husband should be given the respect of having the clear role of being the emir, or the leader of the family. He should be honored by the wife and the children as the guardian of the household. And he, in turn, should recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of his and his wife's household. Now, of course, acknowledging that your husband is the emir doesn't mean that you aren't vocal in sharing your opinions. One grandmother joked, "The husband is the head of the family, but the wife is the neck that turns the head." You don't want to contradict or correct your husband in public. And same with husbands. You want to give each other the dignity that your partner deserves. You don't want to ever demean your spouse to your children. If you don't honor your children's parent, your children will not honor their parent either. And remember, it's still riba, or backbiting, to talk about your spouse in a way that he or she wouldn't like, even if you're only discussing your partner with people who will always love him or her. You don't want to let down your guard when it comes to your partner's rights. Ladies, if your husband ever buys you a gift that you don't love, love it anyway. Try to see the heart of the gift giver behind the gift. There are always gentle and cheerful ways of honestly communicating your preferences at a later time. And this is an important one for young people these days. Regardless of whether you had a social media presence before your marriage or not, once you're married, be aware of your partner's views on how much you post about yourself and your life with your partner. You want to respect each other's limits. Put your cell phone, your book, and yes, even your prayer beads away when your partner is trying to talk to you about their day. Give your undivided attention and teach your children who are old enough to understand that they are not to interrupt their parents' time together. Laugh with your partner, but never at your partner. Never laugh at your partner's expense. Okay, the next section. Make your home a haven, and ladies, make yourself his hootie. And men, make yourself her hero. Now, I realize that there are many women today who are uncomfortable with the word hootie. But hooties are real creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are described in the Holy Quran as the companions in paradise. And I believe that it's time that we reclaim this word and own it for what it is. There's no reason why our homes cannot be little pieces of paradise, inshallah. And there's no reason why we cannot be heavenly companions for our husbands within our own homes. So when you see your beloved for the first time after he returns home or after she returns home, make sure to greet your partner and kiss him or her or hug him or her. Practicing Muslim men and women who have taqwa, God consciousness, will avoid all physical contact with men and women who are not their blood relatives. And many of them are surrounded at work by other men and women who make a real effort to look attractive and to smell good. You are the reward your husband gets at the end of a long, dry day. And you want to be soft and affectionate and fragrant. Men especially need to be physically attracted to their wives. And men want domestic bliss. What does domestic bliss look like? Everybody wants domestic bliss. So this is an umbrella definition of domestic bliss. But men especially are looking forward to escaping the world and finding that domestic bliss and support in their home. What it looks like is peace and quiet and no nagging. And it's a world that smells good, that's clean and organized, and it's not chaotic, and where a person feels welcome, and a person feels supported. And so we want to make a real effort to make sure that our homes are the eye of the storm, right? The whole world is in turmoil right now. There's a big storm raging around us, but every storm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created has an eye of the storm, where everything is peaceful and calm and quiet and things are not whirling around. Our homes can be the eye of the storm, inshallah.